You heard it before. Okay. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says, Maro lomar sim shalom achar birchas kohanim. Why do we say sim shalom after birchas kohanim? Dechsiv. V'samu Shmuel b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. Bracha da kadosh baruch hu shalom shamar. Hashem v'rechas abov v'shalom. We see that the greatest bracha from Hashem is peace, and therefore we want to connect birchas kohanim to shalom. So let's discuss, for the few minutes we have, the difference between sim shalom and shalom rav, and is there a halachic difference between the two. So the Siddur Tzelusa d'Avram, which is one of the most beautiful commentaries we have contemporary times in the last 100 or so years on the Siddur. So in the Baruch of Sim Shalom, he discusses why we say Sim Shalom and Shachris and Shalom Rav by Mincha and Mariv. And he notes that the Tefillah of Shalom Rav is not found in the Siddurim of the Gaonim, nor in the Siddurim of the Rishonim. We don't really have such a strong Nisach of Shalom Rav. And the first to mention Shalom Rav is the Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni is the Ashkenazic commentary on the Rambam, who connects the Ashkenazi opinions in the Siddur of the Rambam. The Rambam is a Siddur at the end of his Mishnah Torah, and there he goes to say, by the way, there is such a nusach of Shalom Rav, but he doesn't really speak so much about it. He seems to say that the Iker Bracha is Shalom Rav, and really it's switched to Sim Shalom when we potentially say Brachas Kohanim. So really, the proper Bracha to be said at the end of Shemoneh Esrei is Shalom Rav. When there's Birchas Kohanim, we switch in Sim Shalom. The idea is that Sim Shalom, the language Sim Shalom, that you should place Shalom, is a continuation of Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Yada yada, Birchas Kohanim. And then also, let's hop into that as well. Sim Shalom, Tov Racha, Chen V'Ches Rachamim, kind of piggybacking on what we said by Birchas Kohanim. And he says that by Nusach Sfard, by Shabbos, Mincha, they also say Sim Shalom. So what's with that? He says because in Sim Shalom we also read the Torah by Shabbos, Mincha, and we also ask for Torah Schaim. So since we read the Torah, we want to build on Torah Schaim, and therefore that's why Nusach Sfard says Sim Shalom by Shabbos, Mincha. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch and Kuch Chav Zayim, Bein Omrim Elokeinu V'Lekeinu V'Seinu Rak B'Zman Shiroi L'Birchas Kohanim. You only say Elokeinu V'Lekeinu V'Seinu in place of Birchas Kohanim when you could have said Birchas Kohanim. V'Lisa Kapayim V'Nagu Lomar B'Shachar Sim Shalom. In the morning we say Sim Shalom. V'chein Kol Zman Sh'Omer Elokeinu Aval B'Lav Hachi Maschil and Shalom Rav. If you don't say Sim Shalom, if it's not a time for Birchas Kohanim, because the two are connected, then you say Shalom Rav. V'yesh maschilim sim shalom b'mincha shal Shabbos. Some people say sim shalom by mincha Shabbos, that we said. Ho'yel z'v'ksiv be'bor panecha nasata lanu, shehatorah shekarim b'mincha v'Shabbos, reflecting on the Torah. That's what the Ramah says. So the Tzelusa d'Avram suggests that there were in fact two old nuschos in the old Sederim from the Gaonim. One was Sim Shalom, one was Shalom Rav, and one was from Bavel, the other was from Eretz Yisrael. The Nusach of Eretz Yisrael was Shalom Rav, while the Nusach of Bavel, as we see from our Gemara in Megillah, was Sim Shalom. That's why our Gemara, he says, if we would have had a corresponding Yerushalmi, he says the Yerushalmi would have said Shalom Rav. Obviously, he can't prove that because we don't have a corresponding Yerushalmi, but he says if we would have had a corresponding Yerushalmi, he would say Shalom Rav to match the Nusach of Eretz Yisrael. Later, the Nusach of Bavel became more popular because they wanted to connect it to the recitation of Birchas Kohanim, since Shalom includes the themes of Birchas Kohanim, Tova and Bracha, Chaim, Chen V'Chesed V'Rachamim is connected to V'Chuneka, Bor Panach is connected to Yer Hashem Panav Elecha, all those things, the themes of Sim Shalom, connect as well to the themes of Birchas Kohanim. Many of the Achorim discuss this as well. And now, because the Shiach Tzibur was saying this, they established that the individual should say this in private Shemoneh Esrei, even if he's not saying Elokeinu V'Lekeinu V'Seinu, which is a bit of a kasha, because I'm not saying Birchas Kohanim. I'm assuming the Chazans are going to say it. But again, the individual, even though you don't say Birchas Kohanim, we kind of put our lot with the Chazan, who's going to say a Birchas Kohanim formulation later on. So what's with Mincha? What's with Mincha and Birchas Kohanim? So the Gemara in Titus famously says that throughout the year there's no Birchas Kohanim by Mincha because people eat before Mincha and the Kohanim will drink, and you can't say Birchas Kohanim if you're drunk. And back then all they drank was wine. Nobody drank water and they didn't have soda. So therefore you only had wine to drink and people were drunk in the afternoon or a little bit tipsy, and therefore there was no Birchas Kohanim in the afternoon. And since there's no Birchas Kohanim in the afternoon, therefore, there's not going to be Sim Shalom, Elokeinu V'Lekeinu V'Seinu, and that's how it works out as well. The Lavush Eliyahu Rava point out, that's why by Tainus Tzibur, where we don't drink, by Tainus, that's why we say Sim Shalom by mincha, because you could have birchas kohanim, and there's not going to be any drinking going on. The Aruch HaShulchan has a totally different approach. He says mincha and mariv are, we don't say bor panecha, because it's a time of din, and we don't feel Hashem's light and countenance at that time, and therefore he goes in a totally different direction. Nothing to do with kohanim, but more to do with the midah of Hashem at that time in the afternoon. Different approach as well. What is the Iker one? Is Sim Shalom a stronger prayer? Is Shalom Rav a stronger prayer? Which one is connecting different ideas? What? Where? By Mincha, yeah. Good, because that's the Arizal. They follow the Arizal, who says you say Sim Shalom all the time. And that's how they go. I can't explain the Arizal. It's above my pay grade. There is a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in Gros Moshe Rechaim Chelek Dal Semin Yud Ches. What if you're davening Shachris and you say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom before you get to the end of the bracha? If you finish the bracha, you're good. That's clear from the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say I remember before the end. I'm about to say Hamavrechasam Yisrael Bashalom, and remember I said Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom. Do I have to go back? So he says, since you fulfilled the essence of the bracha by discussing shalom, there's no reason to go back and say some shalom, even though there are extra things that we do ask for in some shalom, but there's no reason to schlep back and say it again. And he says, those hasafos that don't have to do with shalom exactly are not the ikar bracha. The real bracha is about shalom. The essence of the bracha is shalom, and it has already been asked for. And then he cites the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Ches, says that in Hallel, we shouldn't double up on Sukkah or ideas except for the places that were established to repeat. We know that in Hallel, the last parak of Tehillim we say, we repeat thematically different Sukkah, because each of those, every couplet of that parak of Tehillim, it repeats itself thematically, except at the end where it doesn't do that anymore. And because it stops repeating thematics in couplets, we repeat psukim ourselves in order to match the doubles theme of that parak of Tehillim. So from Odecha and onwards. So we see from here, says Ramosha, that you shouldn't repeat themes in davening unless it's mandated. Unless Chazal say, repeat this theme, don't do it. And therefore, once you are Yosef with the theme of Shalom and Shalom Rav, you shouldn't go back and say Sim Shalom, and that's how Ramosha Paschal's going to say. There is a very interesting shaila, though. The Bir Halacha, so not the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Rabbi Zilber. So he cites Rav Chanoch Zundel Grossberg in the Sefer Igeres HaPurim, who says that he asked the Chazon Ish the following shaila. You're davening Shachris, and you're behind the Chazon. And you see the Chazon's about to start Shemoneh Esrei. And you think to yourself, if I say Sim Shalom, I'm going to miss Kedusha. But if I say Shalom Rav, and I take the express lane, I'll make it on time to say Kedusha with the Chazon. Can I say Shalom Rav on purpose in order to make it to Kedusha with the Chazon? That's the question I asked the Chazon Ish. So he says that the Chazon Ish told him that you can do this, it's not a problem. Do that, switch it up so you can make it to Kedusha. However, other Svarim, the Imre Yosher, quotes the Chazon Ish saying that you're not allowed to do it and you can't substitute Shalom Rav for some Shalom on purpose. And then Rabbi Zilber goes on to cite the Tshuvas Rivam Schneituk, one of a German rabbi from the 1800s in Simon Yud Beis, who also says you shouldn't switch Shalom Rav and Sim Shalom on purpose, because the Gemara in Bracha says, Makom Sha'amu Laharach Einu Shai Lekatzer. If they told you you have to say a long bracha, you can't say a short bracha. And if they told you you have to say a short bracha, you can't say a long bracha. And the Tshuva Schaina Dechai also discusses this as well and comes to the same conclusion. Just interesting historical note. The Tshuva China Dechaye is Rabbi Yisrael Avraham Krieger, who was a Talmud of the Meshech Chachma, who was the rabbi in Boston, the Rav of Boston, who died in 1931, and Rabbi Soloveitchik took his position in 1932. So he was the last Rav of Boston before Rabbi Soloveitchik came to America. So he says as well in his Shuvas that no switching Shalom Rav and Sim Shalom, just so you can catch up to the Chazon. Okay?